Hey there, this is Steve Horsman with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks again for watching today. I wanted to talk today about something I've talked about for the last few years. A couple years ago, I made a video about the definition, my definition that I got from another man, of what masculinity is. What is masculinity? It's been beat up a lot lately. But three words I used back in that video that you can see in the upper corner of this video somewhere, a two-year-old video I made about what masculinity is. In that video, I said the three words that were the hallmarks of masculinity were being calm, being deliberate, and being pleased. Calm, deliberate, and pleased. Well, the question is, great, calm, deliberate, and pleased. I'm living a shit show right now. I'm having a horrible time. My boss, my wife, my kids, my sex life, everything is screwed up. How do I get calm and deliberate and pleased when I'm facing that stuff? And this video is about the foundation of masculinity. It's the foundation of being calm, deliberate, and pleased. What must come first? What has to precede becoming a calm, deliberate, and pleased man who's confident in his own skin? And I say the foundation is clarity. This video is about clarity. A lot of people say that, get clear, get clear-headed, know what you want, know where you stand, get clarity. But again, how do you get clarity? What does it actually mean? Clarity of what? I'm talking about teaching men what clarity of what it is that you think. What do you believe? What do you value? What do you want? What will you have? Where are you going in the next 30 years? Clarity about that. What is the clarity you have about the story of where you've come from, where you are, and where you plan to go? And what's the clarity you have about the values driving that? Clarity gives you a perspective. Perspective is everything. When you have a perspective that feels calm and deliberate and pleased because you have clarity about your values and what you think and where you're going and all of that, when you have that perspective, you feel different. You feel calm. You feel like you're an observer in your life. You feel like you're sitting in an audience watching a play of your life in front of you. A client told me recently that I've gotten to the point, he said, that even though things are not perfect in my life, my marriage, or my sex life, I've become an observer in everything that's going on, and I feel like I'm watching a play and on stage, and I'm sitting back, and I'm kind of amused, and I'm curious, and I'm less manic, I'm less anxious, and I'm able to respond to what I see in the way that serves me, that honors me and who I am and what I believe. So as an observer, that perspective gives you a feeling of being calm. You can be deliberate in what you think. And then if you're deliberate in what you think, then all of a sudden your feelings are driven by what you think. And when you're confident and the master of your emotional world, your feelings, then you'll know what to do next. You'll know what to say next. You'll know who you want to be. And that's why clarity is so important. Clarity is the foundation of being a calm, deliberate, and pleased man. And it's what I do. My mission is to help men learn how to become clear. Without clarity, you're doomed. You can probably hear that dog bark. So he messed up this whole video. Butters, shush, a dog named Butters. So yeah, clarity. It precedes calm, deliberate, and pleased. And that's what I want for you. It's why I do what I do. There's a bunch of retreats coming up this summer in 2018. I want you to look at those. I want you to think about having a conversation with me, emailing me, joining a men's group, whatever it takes for you to start becoming very clear about where you stand, what you believe, what you want, and where you're going. So that's it for today. I hope that helps you. I hope that helps you get clear on how to become calm, deliberate, and pleased. The kind of masculine man that you want to be. Thanks for watching. We'll see you later. Bye-bye.